This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia this evening. The talks will focus on broadening of the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed after the talks between the two nations. More from our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit in Brazil.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Brasilia on a state visit. He will hold bilateral talks with Brazilian President Lula da Silva. When the PM arrived yesterday in Brasilia, he was welcomed by cultural performances by Indian and Brazilian troops. It is after 57 years for any PM to come on a state visit to Brazil. PM Modi's visit will strengthen the India-Brazil strategic partnership across trade, defense, energy, agriculture, health, space and technology, people-to-people ties, green energy, among other things. Four MOUs will be signed today for forging collaboration in the area of counter-terrorism, sharing of confidential information, renewable energy and agriculture research. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Brasilia.
The Prime Minister arrived in the Brazilian capital after wrapping up a very productive visit to Rio de Janeiro for the 17th BRICS summit. From Brazil, the Prime Minister will travel to Namibia's capital, Windhoek, tomorrow on the final leg of his five-nation visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral as well as delegation-level talks with the Namibian President Netumbo Nandi and Ndaitwa. The upcoming visit of Prime Minister Modi to Namibia will focus on exploring the new areas for deepening the economic partnership that include oil and gas, hydrocarbons, critical metals, and rare earth materials. The Finance Ministry today clarified that no direction has been given to banks to close inactive Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan accounts. It came in the wake of media reports stating that the Department of Financial Services has asked the banks to close such accounts. In a statement, the ministry said it constantly monitors the number of inoperative Jan Dhan accounts and advises banks to contact the account holders to make their accounts operative. In Kenya, at least 10 people were killed and 29 injured as security forces clashed with protesters. Government offices were torched in central Kenya. The protest stems from a broader wave of unrest sparked by a controversial finance bill last year that raised taxes during a cost of living crisis. Though the bill was scrapped in June last year, public anger has intensified following the recent deaths of a teacher in police custody and an unarmed street vendor shot by police. The world's first ever malaria treatment suitable for babies and very young children has been approved for use. Drug manufacturer Novartis has received approval from Swiss authorities for its new malaria drug named Coartem. The development of the drug is very significant as the overwhelming majority of malaria-related deaths occur in the under-5 age group. Following this development, production and distribution of the drug are expected to start in the next few weeks in Africa, as the most malaria-related deaths are recorded on the continent. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 270 points to close at 83,713. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 61 points to settle at 25,523. In archery, former world number one Deepika Kumari and Asian Games gold medalist Jyoti Surekha Vennam will lead India's charge at the Archery World Cup Stage 4, which starts at Madrid in Spain tonight. A 16-member Indian squad is participating in the tournament. The competition will witness the participation of 336 archers from 49 nations and will continue till 13th of this month. In Wimbledon tennis, day 9 promises thrilling action as the quarterfinals get underway this evening. In men's singles, defending champion and second seed Carlos Alcaraz will face Britain's Cameron Nori, while in the women's section, world number 1 Irina Sabalenka will take on German unseeded Laura Siegemund. And that's the end of this news bulletin.